The sixth chakra is located in the forehead and is referred to as the third eye, the mythical third eye. Its element is pure light, its color is indigo, and it's related to the brain, to the eyes, and to the nervous system. Its instinct is truth, and its psychological aspects are reason, logic, intelligence, empathy, depression, and stress-related disorders. The gland that's associated with the chakra is the pituitary, and it holds the seeds of enlightenment and self-realization. Its negative aspects are delusion, neuroses, inadequacy, and seizures. In this chakra, we attain the knowledge that we are inseparable from God, and we begin to express the divine within ourselves and see the divine in others. We know when we're in the presence of someone who has attained the realizations of the chakra because we experience a deep peace and a pervading sense of the divine. When you've been in the presence of a guru, of a spiritual teacher, of a realized being, you feel it. Your body responds to it. We recognize it. A person who has an awakened sixth chakra realizes that the authentic self must shed its exclusive identification with the body and the mind. We transcend body and mind, yet we welcome both in the field of our awareness. In this chakra, we begin to observe the mind, and we begin to understand that the mind is mad, that we're not the mind, that the mind is actually a malfunction of the brain. Not thinking, not reason, not logic, but the mind. We follow the mind in its curiosity, yet we're not absorbed by it. This is the dog chasing stick mind, that the more we throw the stick, the more the dog is going to chase it and bring back to us. So what we do in this chakra is that we become an observer of the mind rather than being at the mercy of the mind. When we awaken the chakra, we enter the realm of knowledge that can be experienced but cannot be told. These are the realms that lie outside of the domain of words. This is a domain that cannot be found through seeking, but only those who seek may find it. It is like two lovers who are no longer separate, but rather are united by a single kiss. Duality disappears. There's no longer the kisser and the kissed. All that remains is the kiss. When there is no experiencer, what can be said about the experience? The moment that it is told, it shatters. It can be known, but it cannot be told. The minute that it is told, there's a kisser and a kissed, and the kiss disappears. It's like waking from a dream. The moment we realize we were dreaming, the dream can no longer be remembered. In this chakra, all of duality disappears. There's no subject, no object. There's only experience. There's no doer. There's no doing. It doesn't mean that things don't happen, that you do not do. It is simply that there's no I to do.